A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Hey, good morning. You're in the Breakfast Huddle here on Money FM 89.3. We're 4 days away to the brand new year, 2019. Now, what you should not be doing is wasting your time planning New Year resolutions. Okay? You just have to listen to what my Uncle Rani used to say.
Tell us.
Improve yourself. That should be your universal rule.
It's kind of nice.
It's quite okay, right? It's simple.
Yeah, because it covers all facets of your life as opposed to, pinning down the whole exercise rubbish and then, what to eat in 2019 or whatever. Just say you want to do it better.
Yeah.
And in some ways, you should do it worse, meaning cut back. How about that?
That's true.
Like, cut back on my spending?
That's true.
I've been a little bit manic. I think I need to tuck away my credit card for like 2 weeks.
Ah, put it in the fridge.
Terrible.
Freeze it in ice or something like that. So spend time instead thinking about how you can reduce your income tax for next year. Because, it's a consolidation of whatever you've earned for the year 2018. For some people, if they've got freelance work as well, all that gets dumped in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how can you... Well, legally reduce your income tax.
Yes, we're not telling you to dodge stuff.
No, no, no.
You gotta do this right. Above board, folks. You have less than a week to go to get some action to help you trim your bill. And the guy who's going to help you be our tuition teacher of trimmers is from Dollars and Cents. Sim Kang Hyung, content and technology lead and founding member of Dollars and Cents. Good morning, Kang Hyung.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being here. I know that you have been listening to us, Money FM, from the first week of our broadcast. And in fact, you came up with a report card of how our station did a week in. So how do you think we're doing almost a year in now?
I think you guys are doing a really, really great job. I continue to listen, even though I don't have to. After the first week of listening to you guys, I really fell in love with the programming.
Okay, you get to stay on the show.
Fell in love, he says. You don't need to listen to us because you know more than us?
No, that's not true. The guests that you guys have are really intriguing.
And
this kind of content is not available anywhere else in the world.
I am floored. Kang Hyung, first question for you.
All right, tell us, how is our income tax calculated? I mean, essentially, what's taxable, what's not taxable?
Okay, so most readers will probably know about this, so we'll just do a really quick recap. More details, you can always refer to the IRAS website.
Sure.
So basically, the amount of income tax that we pay is calculated through our assessable income, which is made up of, most of us, it'll be salary from our employment, any bonuses we receive, rental income, and as Elliot mentioned, part-time work, freelance work, as well as any annuities. Things that are not taxable, and most of us probably know, lottery winnings, overseas earnings, CPF life payouts, and capital gains from investments and things like that. So that forms our assessable income. We reduce, we minus off any deductions, any reliefs that we qualify for, and that's when we get our chargeable income. So based on chargeable income, you look at the tax bracket that we fall under, and that's the tax rate that we'll be paying.
Okay.
Chargeable income versus assessable income. Some people still have trouble with that, although they've been working 20 years in. Help us.
Okay, so basically assessable income refers to the kind of income that is so-called taxable, but chargeable income refers to the income that will be charged in the end. Makes sense, right?
Uh-huh,
chargeable
uh-huh.
income. So basically what we are liable for after all the deductions that we qualify for.
Okay. You know when he said lottery earnings?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I saw Nadira's idea of producer smiling so big, like thumbs up and everything. Why do you think?
Well,
she secretly won something and didn't tell us, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. We'll have to have a chat with her a little bit later on. Maybe she has to buy breakfast today.
Sim Kang Hyung is our guest. He is from Dollars and Cents. So, Kang Hyung, what kind of tax reliefs and rebates can we use? Now, you've got a list of 6 to help us with.
Yes, that's right. Actually, in addition to... So the 6 that I have today are things that Singaporeans, listeners right now can actually do something about from now till the end of the year.
Oh my goodness, that's not very long.
But there are also things that we qualify for that is sort of beyond your control. For example, NS men tax relief, parent relief. So these are things that you should already find out whether do you fall under these things. But these are not things that you can, realistically do something about.
Okay.
So the 6 things that we can do something about. Okay, first of all of us are very familiar with our CPF. So the first, CPF top-ups. As you know, voluntary contributions to our CPF special account, which is for meant for our retirement, qualifies for dollar-for-dollar matching up to $7,000 for ourselves and another $7,000 for our loved ones. Okay. Yeah, so we can get up to $14,000 in tax reliefs if we actually do voluntary top-ups. So that's the first.
Okay.
For second, less spoken about but equally important, is actually for our MediSave. So when you actually want to stash away some money for you know, our MediShield Life premiums, for our hospitalization bills, things like that, we actually do qualify for tax reliefs when we voluntarily top up our MediSave as well. Yeah. Thirdly, it's actually for our contribution to a tax-deductible charity.
Right.
So basically, IPC, Institute of Public Character Organization, so a tax-exempt charity. Yeah, we actually qualify for 2.5 times tax reliefs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You got any questions for, so far?
No. This is something Yasmin has done recently. I mean, you've donated money to a charity.
Yeah, but you know when you donate, you're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
So you're making me really uncomfortable here.
Okay, then we shall not talk about it. Yeah. But I'm going to do that so that I can get tax relief. I'll be the despicable one.
Three more
to go.
Yeah. Okay. The fourth one, supplementary retirement scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So SRS is actually gaining more traction these days. So more investments have been registered to qualify under the SRS scheme.
Okay.
So, in fact, yesterday, Dollars and Cents, we wrote an article about 10 investments you can make with your SRS account. And that includes ETFs, stocks, REITs. So there's actually a wide variety of investments that most Singaporeans can actually make that realistically would want to make, you know, for long-term use and for their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when you make contributions to your SRS account, you qualify for immediate tax reliefs. And years later, you think of it as like a time capsule. So your money, you lock it in, you put it in long-term investments, and the time you'll see it is when you retire. And when you draw it out, you actually are taxed at a 50% discount.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a 50% tax rate when you actually withdraw it.
Okay,
next. Sign up for a course. So if you are a working adult, IRAS actually wants to incentivize or encourage you to, you know, lifelong learning. So you actually get course fee relief from qualifying tertiary institutions and professional vocational courses as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Lastly, if you are fortunate enough to own a rental property or have a property that you can rent out, you can actually claim for actually expenses incurred from renting out your property. So that includes, you know, maintenance, paying agents fees, you know, advertising your rental property, things like that. So, you know, if you have things that you actually want to do, you know, don't procrastinate. If your tenant or potential tenant would benefit from some improvements, repairs, you know, it's a great time to actually do it at the end of the year.
Okay, get the invoice before the end of the year.
Yeah. I'm assuming all of this is available at Dollars and Cents, your website. And say I'm a regular person, I'm looking at all of this, I've got 4 days to go before the year ends, and I'm thinking, I want to reduce my tax, but there are six steps. I can't do all of it. Help streamline it. What should I be considering when I'm trying to pick maybe one or two of these steps to reduce my taxes?
Okay, so for the layperson, for most of us, I really suggest, first of all, find out exactly how much you will be paying and whether are you okay with that tax bill.
Okay.
And before you actually look at reducing it, think about, okay, you know, what tax bracket do I fall under?
Mm.
How do I bring myself to perhaps a lower tax bracket? How much will it take? And then we decide whether is it worth it. Ultimately, everything that we do have trade-offs. So when you are topping up your CPF, topping up MediSave, there's opportunity cost that you're actually incurring. You know, I'm putting in a few thousand dollars away in different accounts. You know, I'm making donations. So think about exactly how much you want to save. Mm. So what's your goal? And then think about, you know, is the trade-off actually worth it to you? Ultimately, you know, do it for the right reasons. So tax incentives should be like a cherry on top of the cake. It shouldn't be the only reason, or rather, it shouldn't even be the primary reason why you are doing these things. So the motivation should be, I want to save for my retirement. I want to actually improve myself. I want to believe in this cause and I actually want to contribute to it.
Okay, fair enough. I like especially when you bring up, look at the tax bracket, because is it realistic to bring it down to the lower bracket or not? That's something you got to ask yourself, right?
Sometimes it's too much work just to save $50 or whatever. No, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sim Kang Hyung, I've got a final question for you. Common mistakes that people make when filing their taxes, apart from missing the deadline. Can you go through them with us, please?
Okay, actually, the missing the deadline is really one of the biggest mistakes people make.
I thought so.
Yeah, because most of the time we only think about our taxes when it's come to tax filing season, which is March, April period. But fortunately, listeners of Money FM who don't have this problem because today we are talking about it. They still have time.
They've smartened up.
Yep, they are smart enough. So the first step would be to ensure that the things that you want to do to reduce your current year of assessment tax bill is actually to do it before this year end. Okay, two more mistakes that are common. First, not keeping paperwork. So there are certain things that you actually need to actually, in case IRAS actually asks you about it. Hey, you know, you say this, where's your paperwork for that?
So, especially for freelance. Right?
Yeah, especially for freelancers or, you know, things that we don't normally actually want to keep paperwork for. Yeah, so if we actually want to claim, we need the documentation. Okay, secondly, noting that some of the deductions don't stack. So, for example, there's actually a life insurance relief. So, you can only claim for expenses on your life insurance premiums, but there's certain caveats. For example, your total employee CPF contributions cannot exceed, you know, 5,000 in that year. So, there are certain things like that. Another example, last year, IRAS implemented a personal income tax relief cap of $80,000. Yeah, so all the reliefs that you're actually claiming cannot exceed $80,000. Okay. Of course, IRAS actually also says that the vast majority of taxpayers will be unaffected by this cap because it's a pretty large cap. So as a rule of thumb, if you're not donating enough to have something named after you, you're probably not affected.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time this morning. Sim Kang Hyung, Content and Technology Lead and Founding Member of Dollars and Cents.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.